Here's a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Is it a myth or a manageable milestone to earn $10,000 a month as a student? What? Okay, well, today we're going to be going beyond the simple tips and tricks. We're going to be exposing the truths that only a few people are out there talking about. We're going to be revealing a blueprint that's not just theoretical, but it is thoroughly actionable. I want you to lock in, ladies and gentlemen, because today's episode will challenge just about everything you thought you knew about making money as a student. This could be the moment, this could be the episode that causes your financial journey to take a dramatic and amazing turn. Hey there, audacious parents. Welcome to the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast, where we're not just about surviving, we're about thriving. If you're tuning in, you're not looking for just another feel-good, pat-on-the-back kind of show. No. You're here because you're ready to disrupt the status quo. You're ready because you're here to challenge your limits and to step out of the comfort zone where we know growth never happens. This is not just your average let's all be happy with our 9-to-5 lives kind of podcast. We're here to give you actionable strategies. We're here to dive deep into the world of side hustles, digital marketing, and smart income boosting tactics. Why, you may ask? Because we're designed for parents like you, parents juggling family expenses, childcare, and the elusive me time. We're not just about making money, though. We're about designing a life that you dictate, not one that's been prepackaged in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 box. So, if you're ready to break free and design a life that aligns with your dreams, design a life that aligns with your family, you're in the right place. The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast. What is up? What is up? What the hell is up, my Dark Horse friends and family? Welcome back to the Dark Horse Entrepreneur. As always, I am your humble host, Tracy Brinkman, and it's great to be back with you. But before we dive into today's rich content, I want to drop in a quick personal note. I want to thank you for your patience during my brief absence. My family and I have transitioned from our old home in Southeast Wisconsin to our new farm. And for those of you watching on the video, you can see the podcast studio is a little bit of a work in progress right now. And it wasn't just a move, my friends. It was an adventure. It was an adventure complete with troublesome packers, packers that were apt at lumping more than packing, sales reps whose stories had more holes than Swiss cheese, and weather that decidedly snowed us into a Super 8 hotel. Not a hotel I probably would have chosen, but the snow said, this is where you're going to stay. It was a whirlwind of ups, downs, and unexpected turns. Much like life's adventures that we discuss here all the time, much like the entrepreneurial adventures we discuss here all the time. But here we are, we're settling in and ready to hit the ground running once again. Now, let's get back to why you're here today. If you've ever felt bogged down by the myth that substantial income as a student is out of reach, well, today might just change your perspective 180 degrees. We're going to be diving deep into not just whether it's possible to make 10K a month as a student, but exactly how some students are doing it right now. As you listen to this, we're going to break down some myths, we're going to break down some realities, and yes, the exact strategy that can get you from here to there. So whether you're a student yourself or someone exploring side hustle opportunities, you, my friend, are in the right place right now. Get ready for some eye-opening insights and actionable advice that could reshape your approach to making money online. Let's get right into the meat of this episode, shall we? And the meat of today's episode are the realities of making 10K a month as a student. Now, you might have seen the headlines on social media posts and Facebook posts and videos out there claiming it's easy. It's almost like finding money laying on the street, right? Wah, wah, wah. Here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about sitting back and just watching the cash roll in. No, there. I hate to tell you this, but are you listening right now? I need you to come back to me right now. Whatever it is you're doing, there's a lot more to it. It starts, my friends, with choosing the right path, or as I like to say, having the right map, the right success plan, the right vista vision, whatever you want to call it. And that breaks down to a few different things. But the first thing I want to get into is breaking some myths, three specifically. First off, let's tackle those common myths, shall we? Myth number one, it's all passive. No, I just want to put a canned laugh track in right here. It's far from passive. Now, while there are passive elements in some strategies to making money online or making money in general, real, honest, hard-earned income often requires real work. Let's just say that. And beyond the real work, I mean, there's going to be initial setup, there's going to be continuous improvement, and sometimes, much like my adventure in moving this past couple of weeks, managing unexpected challenges. Yeah, there you have it. Myth number two, it happens overnight. Again, not true. Building up to that 10,000 a month mark, it's more like a marathon than it is a sprint. Have people done it in a super short period of time? Well, yeah. And they leverage that in the message in their marketing consistently. But here's the real thing. It takes persistence. It takes adaptation. And yes, my friends, it takes pivoting your strategies based on what is working and what's not working. You may go through an amazing lesson, have an amazing mentor that's teaching you all these amazing things, and you find something that works for you that never worked for him or her. You want to rock with that because that's about pivoting based on the things that are working in your world. Myth number three, any side hustle will get you there. Oh my goodness. Many believe this, and many believe that just starting any side hustle is enough to eventually get you to 10K a month. Okay, maybe that's possible. Maybe. But I really believe this is a myth. Here's the thing. Not all side hustles are created equal. Some have much higher earning potentials, have much higher potential for scaling, and have much higher potential for fulfillment than others. So it's really crucial to choose a side hustle that not only fits your skills and your interests, but also has a clear market demand. And let's not forget a growth potential. All right, so it's got to fit your skills. It's got to fit your interests. It's got to have market demand, and it's got to have growth potential.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
Then the myth becomes true, because without these factors, you might find yourself working tirelessly, day in, day out, putting in the 18-hour days for no or little financial gain. And that's not what you started the side hustle for in the first place, right? Okay. So this brings me to what I think is a very powerful truth. Earning 10K a month is not just a dream, it's a destination. And with the right roadmap, with the right success path, with the right vista vision, you can achieve it. You need to start with the right vehicle. That's where you need to start. Then you're going to need to be prepared to fuel that vehicle, and you're going to fuel it with effort and innovation. Then you need to navigate it around the obstacles, over rights, lefts, turns, snow drifts, whatever it might be, right? And then you're going to need to navigate it with resilience and a strategy. So it doesn't matter what it is you're trying out. I'm going to try my hand at freelancing. Good, go for it. I'm creating content, Tracy. Yep, same thing fits here. Or you're launching a full-fledged online business. The journey to 10K is about maximizing the value that you're going to provide and scaling it effectively. So if you're sitting there right now thinking, oh, goddamn, that sounds daunting. It's okay. Stick with me, right? Because it's normal to feel overwhelmed when you realize the scale of exactly what you're aiming for, or just starting to scratch what that means to you. But remember, here's the thing. Every journey, yeah, you said it in your head, begins with a single step. And today, you're not just dreaming big. I want you to plan big. All right, so as we move forward here, we just got finished breaking down some myths. Let's break down three components that you're going to need, because they are absolutely crucial if you want to hit that 10K a month mark as a student, even as a parent. These are not just nice to haves. They are really essentials, and missing any one of them will seriously impede your progress. It's like juggling one ball up, down, up, down, really easy. Juggling two balls with two hands, up, down, really easy. But you need to have all three of these. And this is where the skill comes in. For anybody who's ever tried to juggle three balls, it's very doable, but you have to learn how to do it. First up, and I mentioned this earlier, is choosing the right vehicle. Think of it this way. If you're planning a cross-country journey, would you rather have a fuel-efficient car or an old beater that breaks down every 50 miles? It's kind of a no-brainer answer, but so many people don't think about it this way. Your business model functions much in the same way as choosing that right vehicle. Choosing the right business model is like selecting the right vehicle for this long-distance journey. It determines your comfort, It determines the speed at which you arrive at your destination. So whether you're thinking about an online store, affiliate marketing, freelance services, or creating digital products, the vehicle that you choose is going to have to align with your goals, your skills, and here's the third one, don't forget it, the market needs. Yeah, there's no market. I don't care how good your goals are set or how good your skills are. If no one wants it, no one wants it. All right, so you're going to need to have all three. Now, next of the three we're talking about here, let's talk about leveraging free cash flow. See, once you've got your business model up and running, it's all about cash flow. And positive cash flow allows you to reinvest in your business, scale up, and expand your operations. It doesn't mean going out and partying with your buddies on Friday night, or the girls, whoever it might be. It's about smart financial management, keeping enough cash on hand to take advantage of opportunities as they come to you and to handle any unforeseen challenges without your car stalling out. Even that fuel-efficient car will stall out if you don't keep feeding it gas, and gas costs money. Now, let's pause for a moment on this second component because it's just that important. Now, we're talking about leveraging free cash flow. For those of you that are not familiar, cash flow refers to the net amount of cash or cash equivalents, Bitcoin, whatever it is you're using, that's being transferred into and out of your business. Let me put this in simple terms. It's the money that flows from sales or services coming in and the money that flows out as a result of expenses. A positive cash flow means that you have more money coming into the business than you have going out. You are in the black, as they say. This is crucial because it means you have the resources that you need and they are available for you to reinvest into your business to cover your costs and to ensure that you can keep operating without any financial hiccups. Okay? So understanding your money and managing your cash flow is key. So many people just stumble, fall right on their face on this one. It allows you to make smarter decisions and when and how to spend money, ensuring that you're never putting your business in this precarious position or pushing it off the edge until it dies. I want you to think of your cash flow as the lifeblood of your adventure or venture, whichever you prefer to call it. Keeping it healthy is essential for not only the survival, but the growth of your venture. And then finally, scaling and smart strategies. This is where many budding entrepreneurs kind of pow, hit a wall. Scaling isn't about doing more of the same. It's about doing it smarter. This could mean automating parts of your business, right? AI, we're going to start diving into that topic. I've been avoiding the topic of AI up to this point because I wanted to, get my hands dirty in it and speak to you from experience, not from what I've learned on the interwebs about AI. So anyway, but it's about potentially automating parts of your business, maybe even outsourcing tasks to free up low value tasks so that you can do higher value tasks. And then finding new products for your market, or maybe new markets for your products and services. See, it's about multiplying your efforts efficiently to increase your income without proportionally increasing your workload.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
Let me say that again. I want you to increase the amount of money you're putting in the bank without increasing the amount of work you have to do to get that money. You with me? Okay. And I'm going to dig a bit deeper in this in a future episode because I recently just did an interview with Brett Watts, who as a consultant and his business, they focus on helping entrepreneurs and startups scale their business. And we'll be diving deep into this topic of scaling and smart strategies on an upcoming episode. Now, each one of these components that we've talked about here, the scaling and smart strategies, the cash flow, and the choosing of the right vehicle, each of these components play a crucial role. And while, again, it might seem daunting at first, oh my God, there's so many things I got to be thinking about. All I want you to do is think of those three things. I'm going to choose the right vehicle. I'm going to be careful with my money. And then I'm going to use smart strategies to scale. Right? It's that simple. And if you think about it like that, breaking it down can really help you manage each part effectively. Remember, it's really not about working hard. Are you going to do some hard work? Yes. But it's not about continuously grinding away 87 hours a week, whatever it might take. It's not about just working hard consistently. It's about working smart with the right tools and the right strategies that you will have at your disposal. As we start wrapping up our time together today in the discussion of earning $10,000 a month as a student, let's not just leave it at theory. I don't want to just leave it at theory. It's time to get a little practical. It's time to talk about what you, as a burgeoning entrepreneur, maybe an experienced one that has failed in the past, what you can do today to start yourself on this path. Remember, like I said earlier, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It begins with that first step and then the next one. And soon you'll be walking across the floor like the song, what was it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who was singing that song? It was one of those old ones, one of those old claymation shows. So let's break it down into some tangible actions that you can take right after you finish listening to the rest of this podcast. The first thing you're going to need to do is assess your skills. You have skills. I know you do. That's why you've thought about jumping into a side hustle in the first place. Once you assess your skills, and if you can't take the time to assess your own skills, don't start a business. That's all I'm going to say about that. But let's dig a little deeper. Maybe you can't really think of something you're super good at. Go to a trusted friend, a loved one. But before you do that, here's what I would say. Ask yourself this question. What is it that people are always coming to me and asking for advice for? It could be about dating. It could be about hot rod cars. It could be about computers. It could be about podcasting. I get lots of people to come and ask me about podcasting. I've been doing it since 2007. It's like second nature to me. So for them to come ask me, I must be doing something right, right? So ask yourself that question and then turn around and go ask those people that keep coming to you and says, whenever you need help with X, what causes my name to pop up? And they'll say, oh, well, every time I need help with permaculture, every time I need help with farming or physical fitness, I think of you. And that's why I come and ask you these questions. And that will help you understand where your skills are at according to other folks. Even if you don't think you're good at it, you're ahead of them and they think you're good at it. So assess your skills and your interests. What are you good at? And here's the other one. What do you enjoy doing? Because some of us are good at some things that we don't want to keep doing. I'm good at accounting. I don't want to be an accountant in any way, shape, or form. So you'll never see me freelancing bookkeeping services because I don't like doing it. I'm really good with numbers. I like analyzing them, but I don't like the bookkeeping pieces. Anyway, you feel me? So there might be something you're good at, but you don't enjoy doing. So maybe you can find a way to enjoy it or just focus on what you're good at. And that's a great place to start because you can begin there because your best model, your best business model, the best business you'll get into will always align with what you naturally excel at and what you can sustain interest in over the long term. That usually means something you enjoy doing. So whether it's graphic design or writing or coding or social media marketing or physical fitness or weight loss or planting, whatever it is, identify your strongest skill set and the thing you enjoy doing most. Now, if you're still stuck on some things to get started on, go check out episode 469, and it's called Unlocking the Perfect Side Hustle, or let's see, episode 447, Unlocking Potential. It's 17 side hustles for busy parents. Your students can use it too. All of those aiming at 5K monthly. You could run those up to 10 quite easily. And the last one I'll suggest for you would be episode 460, Unlocking Side Hustle Success, Transforming Your Passions into Profit. See, as you can see, I've done quite a few episodes on this topic of picking a niche alone, okay? So go check those out and then, do your own assessment of your skills. Now, the next thing is research the market. Now, there are any number of tools out there. You can use tools like Google Trends, social media platforms, forums, Reddit, Quora, anything that's related to your interest to see what people are talking about. And not just what they're talking about, what problems they're having that need solving and what things that are going on in those niches that are currently trending. This is going to help you pinpoint where your skills and your interests can meet the market, right? And usually where those two things meet, you're able to get a little cash. Here, I'm also going to suggest a couple of other episodes you might want to check out, and specifically a series I did. It was episodes 408 through 413. And in these episodes, I talked all about digital marketing, what it is, how to do it. And inside of those episodes, I included parts about researching the market via different avenues. Okay, so go check those out, and that should help you dig in with your market research. Then, Once you've done that, okay, so once you've assessed your skills and interests, once you've done a little market research to see where those skills and interests can meet the market for you to charge some money for stuff, then start small. Choose one platform to begin with, right? Maybe it's launching a simple website. Maybe you decide to start a YouTube channel. Or maybe you're going to jump over to Etsy and Amazon and start selling a product. I don't care. Maybe you're going to start a Shopify store. Whatever it is for you, pick one. Focus on building a small but way loyal audience base. And how do you do that? You provide immense value. You say, hey, I created this amazing thing and it cost X. And the X that it costs, I want them to believe what they're getting for it is worth 10 times that. So if you say, hey, this is $47, I want you to deliver them $470 worth of value. Okay, just give them immense value. Just blow their socks off. Because here's the thing. It's way better to have 100 people who love you than it is to have 1,000 who just kind of like you. Yeah, okay? And by blowing their socks off, they're going to go, holy cow, I love this guy. Or this gal, whichever it may be in your case.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
So, the first thing, set clear, measurable goals. What does success look like for you over the course of the next 1, 2, or 3 months? Is it all about making your first $100? That's fine. That's cool. Is it all about gaining those first 200 followers? Go on. Go for it. Is it all about selling the first 50 units of whatever product you decide to create? Yeah? It doesn't matter. Choose. Maybe it's a combination of those. I want you to write those goals down and then break them into smaller weekly tasks, and then break those down into smaller daily tasks that will all lead you towards achieving them. And if you need a little more help here in the goal setting arena, check out episode 476, where I shared my iChart method of goal setting. Or you could go back to episode 104. It's called Goal Setting. Can you see the forest or the trees? And then the final one I would suggest for you is episode 93, Goal Setting and the Domino Effect. All of those will really help with your goal setting journey. And remember, don't wait for the opportunity to just present itself. Don't wait for the right time and the clouds and the moon and the stars and the eclipse to align. Get out there, create it. Start small, but start today. Your future self will thank you for the actions that you take as soon as you're done listening to this podcast. I want you to listen to my stuff first. But remember this, taking these steps won't just move you towards earning more money. Which is a goal. Don't get me wrong. A little money, like Zig Ziglar says about money, it's money is a lot like oxygen, right? You can live without it for a short period of time, something like that. Anyway, taking these steps won't just move you towards earning more money. They'll build the foundations of a business that you can scale and that can truly stand up against the test of time. It can truly stand up against the snowstorms that may make you stay overnight at the Super 8 Motel. So take that first step. Make today the day you start your journey towards your 10K months. You've got this, and we're here to help you along every step of the way. Now, as we near the end of today's journey, let me seal up this episode with a bit of whisker wisdom. Remember, my friends, the best investment you're going to make is in yourself. I don't care what it is. You could buy one of my products, one of my services. As long as you're investing in yourself, that is the best investment. Start with what you know, and then expand as you grow. Your skills are your most valuable assets. And here's something else I'm going to dive right up inside of that. You may have 3 amazing skills, and this one is an 85%, right? It's a B+. This one is 50%, and this one is 35%. Please do not focus on the one with the 35%, saying that if you could bring it up to the rest of them. No. Start with that one. It's got the most already there. Sure, you can bring the 35% up one up and the 50% one up. You already have this one. Go after this one. Start with what you know and expand as you grow. Your skills, my friends, are your most valuable assets. And enhancing them can open doors to opportunities you haven't even thought of yet. You can't even imagine. So whether it's online courses or workshops or just consistent practice, right? Keep pushing your boundaries. And when I talk about the online courses and workshops, that's ways you can expand your skills. So whether you're using those methods to expand your skills via online courses or via workshops or just consistently practicing inside wherever you practice those, keep pushing your boundaries. Keep growing a little bit every day. And at the risk of repeating myself, I'm going to, because it's just that important. Start with what you know and expand as you grow. Here's the thing. The entrepreneurial journey is as much about leveraging your existing skills as it is about acquiring new ones. So again, the best investment is the investment in your skills. This isn't about learning. It's about applying your knowledge in ways that multiply your efforts and your results. So whether you're refining your digital marketing tactics or you're mastering the art of online sales, remember, your growth in skills directly correlates with your growth in income. So focus on what you know, then push the boundaries of what you know steadily to including new skills and new opportunities. All right. So keep all that in mind as you venture forward into the world. Go off, young Padawan, and venture forward. Skill enhancement, my friends, is continuous. And the more adept you become, the greater your potential to achieve and exceed your goals. Let this be the guidepost that leads you towards your 10K a month target. Now, all right, we're getting towards the end right here. I hope you feel a little bit more equipped, maybe even a little bit more inspired to start your journey towards your 10K month as a student, as a parent. Look, we spent a couple of minutes here. We've debunked three myths. We've outlined the essential components, the three essential things that you need to have, and provided a few actionable steps to get you started along the way. But if you're ready to dive in a little bit deeper, if you're ready to truly accelerate your progress, I got something for you. You're ready to dive a little deeper? Okay, here's all you gotta do. Really easy one. Text Blueprint, BLUEPRINT, to the number 484-514-5323. That's it. Just text it over there. No emailing this, no signing up for that. Text Blueprint, 484-514-5323, and start your journey to 10K a month. It's not just a dream, but it is going to be your new reality. The Side Hustler's Blueprint is designed to guide you through the tempests and the tides and the snowstorms of starting your own venture, turning your ethereal dreams into tangible realities. Don't wait. Take that step today and transform your future into what it is you dream, desire, and deserve. I want to take a moment to thank you for tuning into the Dark Horse Entrepreneur, whether this is your first episode or your 100th. I understand your time and attention, and your time and attention means the world to me. And we're here to support you on your entrepreneurial journey. So if you got questions or want to share your progress, email us, tracy@darkhorseschooling.com, or drop a message on any one of the social media platforms. I'm all over the place out there. Just look for the Dark Horse Entrepreneur. And lastly, here's a question I want you to ponder, perhaps even respond to via email or on social media pages. What's the one skill that you think could double your income if you mastered it? You know you have it. You know you're good at it. What if you mastered that one skill? Let me know what it is. Might even feature your answer to the question on a future episode. Remember, every big change starts with a single step. So get out there and take yours. I'm Tracy Brinkman, and until next time, keep hustling, keep learning, and keep growing. Think successfully and take action.
Hey, my Dark Horse Entrepreneur parents. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode struck a chord, share it with a fellow parent hustler. Let's grow our tribe that thrives, not just survives. For more insights and a community that totally gets it, join our Facebook group at www.darkhorseschooling.com/tribe. Think successfully and take action.